Thank you for your attendance today.
Good morning. This is Neil Nelson, retired director of bands at Sherryland. Looking forward to hearing your recording or your performance this morning. Hope my comments help in your preparation for UIL in a couple of weeks. Good luck. Push. I like what the low brass is doing. I could use a little bit more of it. Watch your pitch there. D to D, D to D. I probably think I would bring that down just a little bit. And keep pushing on those long notes. D. Push. And bum, bum, bum. And those walking light-based lines coming down, 21, 22, 23, I would bring those out. Same thing here in the low brass. And then bum, 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 dee, dee, dee. Maybe bring that down and crescendo it a little bit. Yeah, those long notes just they have a tendency to sag in the pitch a little bit, a little faster air. Do, do. Do, do. The more tuba. Bing, bum, bum, flute. You got to push harder there. Make sure that pitch stays up where it belongs. And again, I need the bottom octave. I might suggest in the flute part, you might just so it doesn't come out quite as hot, have some of them play that down an octave, and I think that'll fix that. The ends of notes. Da. Make sure that you're pushing all the way to the release. And then, dun, 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 the little fanfare thing. I think I would, you could do a lot more musically with that. Bum, 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 bum. But make sure that you're not covering up. Bum, 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 bum. So you bring that down a little bit. And then you could crescendo that with the low brass as they go down. And then you're going to get a much more effective performance. Together. The conductor even gave you four to count off. Bum, 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 ba, ba, bee. And faster air accent the front of the note. Do, 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 do. Low brass, dum, bum. More drive. I kind of hear this as more legato. Watch your upper pitches, flutes. Watch, 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 watch. The tendency when you slow down, or excuse me, get softer, is to slow down, and that's exactly what happened. D, 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 more drive there. Yeah, and I think I'd pull that down and make sure that you can play one, two, three. Two. More legato flutes. Breath. A little pulse on beat one, that would be really cool. Make a little more waltz like. The band's gotta watch. The band's gotta watch. Tone. Yeah, all the long notes would have a tendency to decay. As I'm watching the conducting, you guys are playing right on the back side of some of the beats, and he's really working to keep you guys going. And again, it's a note length problem. D, 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 D. It's from beat one to beat two, one, two, and three. D, 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 D. Keep those eighth notes. D, D. It's the one and two, three and four, whatever it may be, two and three, etc., etc. Okay, and then tone, tone, push, push, push on the long notes. Let's make sure that we're consistently holding that pitch out and keeping our air speed up. Okay, I'm just watching you give the tempo, but when you give that tempo before you start, I would maybe cut our baton down a little bit and make sure that tempo is exactly the same as what you gave. Tone, tone, low brass. Is it slur, 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 da, ee, or is it bomb, bomb, bomb? We need to define how we're going to play that. Balance, more tuba, less Barry sax. Okay, crescendo, tubas, keep your dynamic up. And again, where's the phrase? Dee, 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 dee. And let the low brass do the crescendo. Dee, da, tone. Tone, low brass. Do, do, do. Do, do. Bum, bum, bum. Make a better sound. Do, do, do. More O syllable. Da, da, dee. I'm hearing that, but I'm not hearing those unison, or not unison notes, but the notes that don't move. Do, 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 do. Underneath that, so we're not supporting bum, 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 bum. I've got to have those bottom notes. It's in the horn parts. It's in the trumpet two-part, clarinet two-part. Not hearing those. Got to hear a lot more of that. And there's other spots in here where you have ascending and descending lines. In most cases, the first trumpet part and the flute part are ascending, and clarinets and altos, you're ascending, and everybody else is descending. I have got to have those descending lines against those ascending lines, and that will really help. And the low brass where you have bum, 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 I have to have that supporting all the stuff on top of that. This example came at 45 and 46. And again, the articulation, to, I'm using let me rephrase that, do, 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 do. Earlier in the piece, there's a legato section where I think you could be smooth and connected at 18, and then it kind of changes. And then we get to 26, and it's going to build a little bit, but it builds from the bottom. Bring out the change notes, if you will, where we have harmonies. Bring those out and then come from the bottom and build to the top. Okay. So, to recap, better articulation, D, 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 and agree on how two, and one of the major things is the long notes to the releases. Make sure that you're keeping the air constant and you're pushing the air all the way to the release. And then let's work on getting those low brass lines out and the second parts throughout. I think you're on your way. Just continue to define and get better. Thank you.